Praise be Jesus and Mary. Have you ever gotten angry with God? I hear not infrequently of Christians, Catholics, talking about getting angry with God, and some even justifying anger with God. Okay, that is not, I mean, let's just say it in plain English, that is a very stupid thing to do, and really a cause for great shame. Okay, it's stupid and shameful to be angry with God. And I say it's stupid because it's basically contrary to the faith. You know, by getting angry with God, you are taking the true God, who we know by faith, and substituting for him some false God created by your own imagination. Okay, the true God, who we know by faith, is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-good. The false God, who some Christians create by their own imagination, is something more like our peer, our buddy, who we can love, but we can also hold in contempt, according to how we judge whether he's being fair with us or not. Okay? That's very, very stupid. Okay? So the true God, who we know by faith, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-good, works everything for our good. And so instead of being angry, of course, this should inspire praise and thanksgiving in all circumstances, right? That's what makes sense. And we talk about that anger being shameful. I mean, that's really in sacred scripture. Chapter 45 of the prophet Isaiah, he says, "Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him." Okay? Perfect sense. That is just. And so, instead, we should always praise and give thanks to God. This is what faith inspires, right? And this is what we pray for in the liturgy, which is, of course, nothing other than prayer based on a dogmatic faith. So when we say things like, "It is truly right and just to give him thanks always and everywhere," that's exactly what we mean. Always and everywhere, we should be giving thanks to God. And in the Alleluia verse for today's Mass, what does it say? Taken from the first letter to the Thessalonians, "In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." And this will of God for you is for your good, for your salvation, for your sanctification. And now we read from St. Bernard the terrible effects of ingratitude, right? And so we're not even talking about anger with God. We're talking about simply a lack of gratitude, which is something much less. And yet St. Bernard has some sharp rebukes, okay, for this bad habit of ingratitude. He says, or St. Bernard sharply rebukes the wickedness of ingratitude. He says, "Ingratitude is the enemy of our souls. It is the annihilation of our merits, the scattering of our virtues, the loss of our benefactions. Ingratitude is a burning wind, drying up the fountain of piety, the dew of mercy, the streams of grace." In his sermon on the seven mercies, St. Bernard says, "A destructive thing is ingratitude, hostile to grace and inimical to salvation. I tell you that, to my knowledge, nothing so displeases God, especially in children of grace, in men of conversion, as much as ingratitude. For it obstructs the paths of grace And where there is ingratitude, grace no longer finds access and has no place. All right, so this virtue of gratitude, which really pertains to justice, right? Giving to God what is his due. And since he has given us every good thing, okay, then it is just that we express our gratitude, okay, in prayer, in words of thanksgiving, but also in practice, right? In the gospel, we read how this foreigner, the Samaritan, he comes back to express his gratitude and thanks. But the commentary actually goes on to say how he then went on to express it in works, okay, works of gratitude. Where our Lord praises him, he says, "Thy faith has made thee whole." Okay, so not only the health of his body, the cure of his leprosy, but also the health of his soul. It has made him whole. He has come to salvation. Hence, very likely God inspired this leper to make some act of contrition for his sins by which he was justified and therefore made whole. And that he then left the schism and the sect of the Samaritans, right? Because the Jews lived in Judea. Samaria was reoccupied at the time of the exile by foreigners, Babylonians, Assyrians, and Medians. And he joined the true religion of the Jews. Lastly, he became a disciple of Jesus and received his baptism, and now a Christian preached everywhere the power and miracle of Christ and converted many to him. For he was prompted to do this by gratitude, which is praised here by Christ. You see, that's what genuine, authentic gratitude moves us to do. Okay? Not only to express it in words and in prayers, which we should do, and which we do in the Mass and in our hymns and all of that, but also in our works, right? In serving God, this is an expression of our gratitude, you know, in some small way, okay, completely disproportionate, kind of repaying the goodness that he has shown to each and every one of us, the greatness of his mercy. So let's be true Christians, live by faith, and practice this wonderful virtue of gratitude, especially calling it to mind, okay, this day of thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.